The Florida House today passed property insurance legislation that promises to reduce the exposure to the state's backup hurricane insurance fund and gradually raise rates for policyholders insured in state-backed Citizens property insurance. The bill would increase the rate customers use Citizens by 10% a year until actuarially sound rates were achieved, which many lawmakers say is ambiguous in the legislation, sponsored by Apopka Republican Brian Nelson.
We have people who live in apartments that have only auto coverages. We have business owners who don't have a Citizens policy. We have nonprofit organizations who don't have Citizens policies. They will now be subject to assessments based on an unactuarially sound rate. So I think this is it's absolutely the reason why we're doing this. We've got to get rates actuarially sound so that the people that aren't in Citizens aren't paying for an unactuarially sound rate.
Key West Democrat Ron Saunders challenged Nelson on his premise that insurance rates for Citizens will automatically go up if the legislature fails to act.
My question was, under current law, without this bill passing, isn't it true that the insurance commissioner could decide that rates will not go up because Citizens is not entitled to a rate increase? I'm just concerned if we pass your bill, that will somehow change the law, and you're being unclear as to whether, if your bill does pass, will it change current law? I do not want to remove the ability of the insurance commissioner to deny a rate increase.
Another strong critic of the legislation as it was stripped down came from Republican Alan Hayes, who brought up two different amendments to Nelson's bill that were ultimately shot down. He was particularly irked about the deletion of a clause in an earlier version of the bill that would inform Citizens customers about the potential for their rates to continue to rise.
Representative Nelson, you mentioned a while ago that Citizens is not sound financially. Will this 10% rate increase alone make it sound financially?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Absolutely not. But I think what it does is it turns the ship. Right now we're Titanic heading into an iceberg. We're starting to turn the ship in the right direction.
If the Titanic is heading toward the iceberg, then why don't you let the people of Florida know there's about to be a crash, or there may be a crash, by putting the language in there that warns them every time they're going to pay their insurance policy that they may be getting more?
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's just an agreement between the Senate and the governor and the House.
But Hillsborough County Democratic Representative Mike Shanti asked Nelson if the bill wasn't ultimately beneficial, because it would hold down Citizens' increases in the next year to just 10%.
And if this amendment doesn't pass, that would cap those increases at 10%. Isn't it more than likely that these rates could be dramatically increased in order to bring us actuarially sound?
Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, we've got one county, Hernando County, their rates could go up as high as 944%.
Richard Steinberg, a Democrat from Miami Beach, spoke out vehemently against the bill, invoking the term waterboarding and referring to what Citizens customers would be subjected to under the proposal.
What this will do is have basically a 10% increase on the people in the state of Florida year after year after year. I understand the proponents will say if we don't pass this, we will let them skyrocket. They'll say we'll let them drown. You know what? The reality is we don't have to let them drown. We can send them a life jacket, a life boat, and preserve them and freeze the rates. And what's going on here, instead of sending them that lifeboat, is we're putting them on the board and we're submitting them to waterboarding. And we are going to drown them year after year after year and make them feel that they're drowning, like Chinese water torture, like waterboarding, when that increase keeps coming year after year after year after year.